Well, it's time to talk all things technology with the man in the know, Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. G'day, mate.
G'day, Steve. How's it going?
Pretty well, mate. Unfortunately, my TV's probably a bit old for this, but if you've got a new LG Smart TV, there's a pretty fancy upgrade to the software available.
There is, yeah. Well, LG have rolled out this new firmware upgrade that will enable Google Assistant for Australian LG customers. So if you bought your TV this year, so the latest range, whether it's an OLED all the way down to a 32-inch TV that's the sort of the bottom of the line, they're all going to get this firmware update and allow customers then, so you can ask the TV questions, ask it to do things, switch inputs, turn up the volume, change the channel, simply by pressing and holding the microphone symbol, the controller on your magic remote. And away you go. Yeah, I've got an LG TV here, and it has been updated automatically, and it allows me to change the channel and find out information. I can say what's my day like, and it gives you my schedule, and all of that information is right there. You can even look at your Google Photos. So a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, that's okay, but I can just use the controller, which is true. But it is really easy just to say, you can label your inputs, for example. Say HDMI is Foxtel.
Yep.
You could tell the TV, switch to Foxtel, and it just does it.
Oh,
so rather than you having to remember what HDMI input it is, you can do that. Turn up the volume, turn down the volume. So it is convenient. Rather than having to remember things and actually keep winding up to, say, level volume level 40, you can say, switch volume up to 40, and it'll do it.
Remember when we used to watch things like The Jetsons or Star Trek and we think, geez, wouldn't it be great if you could do that one day? And it's here now. You can walk into your lounge room and go, blinds down, TV on.
That's it. Yeah, you can also command other devices. So Google Assistant, anyone who owns a Google Smart Speaker, they can already turn on lights and do things. Well, now you can do it through the TV. You can even, if you've got a connected speaker, you can also connect that to the TV. So say you're close to the speaker, you can say, okay, Google, tell LG to switch to Foxtel. So you can also command through the speaker as well, but it's just as easy to use the TV directly. And there's also similar compatibility now with Amazon Alexa as well.
Frightening stuff. The new iPhone we spoke about late last week, pre-orders, are they as good as the last version?
They're not. They're down on last year. I think this year being an incremental update. This is an S year, so the it's a 10S. Last year, when it was just the first glimpse of the first first time they released the iPhone 10, then the customers went nuts over it, and just after a few minutes, the pre-orders had blown out to 6 to 8 week delivery if you didn't get in quick enough. I kept an eye on it over the weekend, or Friday, and then over the weekend when kicked off Friday, and then kept an eye on it. There was still availability to pick up a phone on the day, on September 21.
Okay.
So there's still not as much demand. There'll still be a lot of people there wanting to get the phone. There'll be a crowd outside the store,
yeah. But
nowhere near the level that we saw when they introduced this brand new iPhone 10. This is the second iteration of that phone. What it will be popular with, it'll be very popular with the customers coming off a two-year contract.
Yep.
So anyone who bought an iPhone 7 2 years ago, or a 7 Plus, their contracts are about to run out, and this will give those customers, if they haven't done this already, their first opportunity to start a new contract with an iPhone 10. So the iPhones with no home buttons.
Mm.
They'll be able to get into the 10S, the 10S Max this Friday, but if they want the 10R, that's the sort of the more affordable version of the iPhone series, the iPhone 10 series, that'll be end of October. So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, pre-orders are healthy, but nowhere near the level as last year. But that's not to say there won't be a whole crowd of people camping out and lining up to get their hands on this device when it's released on Friday.
Now, for those that have got older Apple devices, the new operating system became available today.
Correct, yeah. iOS 12 and watchOS 5 is even available. So if you're an iPhone user and you already currently own an Apple Watch, and if you're not happy to be buying the new products, as Apple Watch Series 4 comes out on Friday as well, you can just simply run these updates and you'll kind of get that new device feeling. There's a few new features both in iOS 12 and watch OS 5. So you'll be able to do things, for example, on iOS 12, there's a new feature called Screen Time, which allows you to see how much time you've spent looking at your phone, how many times you picked it up, how much time you spent on social media, certain apps, all that sort of stuff. So you can get a snapshot of what sort of user you are, and importantly for parents, what sort of user your children are as well, what sort of users they are. So to it gives you that snapshot to see what sort of user you are. That's just one of a few, new features. There's going to also be FaceTime. You can now have that up to 32 people on the same FaceTime call. With WatchOS 5, so that'll work on the current Apple Watches, they're also going to introduce a couple of new features, including things like auto workout detection. So if you're wearing an Apple Watch and you just go out on your run and you forget to hit start, you think, oh, I've lost the first 10 minutes of my run, but now the watch will detect that you're running and give you retroactive credit for your run for the calories you've already burned. And it will also remember to, if it detects inactivity at the end, because I've done this a million times, you forget to hit stop and the watch thinks you've been on a 4.5 hour run, where it hasn't been. Now it'll detect that inactivity and then say, oh, hang on, have you finished your workout? Would you like to switch it off? So that's another little improvement. But my favorite is the new walkie-talkie feature on Apple Watch. So say you've got an Apple Watch, I've got an Apple Watch. This feature allows me to do like a push-to-talk call directly to your wrist. Okay. So you'd be on my list of contacts who would say, would you give Stephen Fenwick permission to access you through walkie-talkie? Hopefully you'll tick the box. And then I can just simply press to talk and you'll get a little notification to say, oh, Stephen Fenwick wants to talk to you. And then you'll be hearing my voice. And that works two ways, as walkie-talkies do. So a cute little feature there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, I was talking to Luke Boner, who does our overnights program here on the Triple M Network.
No, Luke Wells. Tell him I said hello.
And we both agreed that you and, because he speaks to your mate Trevor Long on a regular basis.
Yep.
We've agreed that you two have got the best jobs in the world. Because you've been cruising up and down the south coast in New South Wales in a Lamborghini. Why?
I have, yes. Well, it was a tough day at the office, Steve, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to really put my head down and do this. Oppo released the new version of remember recently they released their Find X? Remember that's the camera, the phone where the camera slides up out of the top of the phone? Well, they've got a Lamborghini edition of the Find X, which has this carbon fiber texture on the back. It's a beautiful looking phone, actually. The Lamborghini logo, it's even got Lamborghini wallpaper, and the theme is Lamborghini as well. But with Lamborghini, one of the first things that comes to mind is speed. So with this phone, it's got this new supercharging feature where you can actually charge the phone to completely charge it in 35 minutes.
Wow.
Totally charge the phone. Other phones take an hour and a half to 2 hours. This has got this super VOOC charging, they call it, for 35 minutes. Totally charged. That's pretty fast, and that deserved a drive in a Lamborghini. So if you look at my story, I have taken photos of the phone next to the Lamborghini. I got a nice photo. I put the phone on the not beautiful yellow stitching of the black seat, did some artistic photography with the phone as well as with the Lamborghini. It was a Lamborghini Huracan. I won't tell you how fast I got it up to on the expressway in case the highway patrol's listening, but it was an enjoyable day.
I'm sure it was. We'll check out all those stories on Tech Guide. Steve, good to catch up with you, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, mate.
Steve Fenwick from techguide.com.au. More details on all of those things we just talked about on his website. He'll be back with us next week here on Australia by Night.